episode 2728, What Makes Your Food Healthy?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you brought your appetite today because it's all about health and wellness. What makes your food healthy? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kiss of Newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. So I had a question for you. If you could take a shortcut to eating healthy, would you? Who wouldn't? Food is the way you ingest what your body needs to function optimally. What makes your food healthy? Well, let's think about this. Blogs, vlogs, books, and podcasts all make lists as to what foods you should be eating. But understanding why you need to eat those foods makes it a little easier to change, right? Because we're not always making up excuses. If we know the reason behind it, then, well, we can be a little more definite on our decision. Now, it's defined by Moreland OBGYN, which I thought was just a very interesting way of how they defined healthy foods as this. Healthy foods are those that provide you with the nutrients you need to sustain your body's well-being and retain energy. Water, carbohydrates, fat, protein, vitamins, and minerals are the key nutrients that make up a healthy, balanced diet. Makes sense. Sounds easy. Now go do it. End of episode. No, it's not, because if it was that easy, we all would be doing it. Now, before you and I get too deep, let's talk specifically about food. Okay, that's the F-O-O-D. The word diet can be misleading nowadays. So even though we say diet originally way back when did always refer to what we were consuming through our mouth, primarily, obviously, and how we were eating, how we were feeding our body. But unfortunately, we have changed that word over the decades. And so now we need to look at what we're talking about specifically, and we're talking about food, what we're physically putting into our mouths to nourish our bodies. Now, you have macronutrients and micronutrients. Most of us do pretty well in the macronutrient department. Say that fast three times. But unfortunately, micronutrients come in last, even behind sugar. You know it. Sugar is the enemy, especially how we are consuming it. But I don't want to get off track here. This is not about what you should not be eating. The focus is on what makes your food healthy. So we've got our macronutrients, we've got our micronutrients. Healthy is truly finding the balance for your unique body. And as a mom of five, I've cooked more multiple dinners than I care to admit. But the reason for doing that was geared to what each child needed nutritionally and that they would also eat it too. Not all children eat asparagus. I mean, come on, or broccoli or onions. They just don't. And so sometimes, yeah, I had to have two extra things. Now, we could get off track here and talk about how children need to be fed. But right now, primarily, we're talking about how you need to be fed, how you need to take care of your body, because you're always taking care of everybody else. And today I want you to look inward. I want you to see, what am I doing? I've been doing this over, oh my goodness, the last few months specifically, literally taking each food that I put in my body and seeing how my body reacts. I've been using an incredible things like CGMs, right? Your continuous glucose monitors. I've been using those to see, okay, when I eat this food, does it spike my sugar, my glucose? Yeah, some of them it does. And others, I'm like, wow, it doesn't. And it's interesting to see that and to find a commonality, to find the ones that I'm like, okay, yeah, I knew this was happening. But then really to say, oh, wow, it's not just what I thought and what I observed and what I felt, but now I can see the actual physical number behind it. And in all reality, if I can be honest with you, it's kind of scary. I mean, I have proven with my body, my own body, unique to me, that an apple and a cupcake is the same. Now, we could go on and talk forever about that. And some would say, but an apple's healthy and a cupcake's not. Yes, but also healthy is determined on how your body accepts it. So it's very important for us to understand our bodies more than just, oh, well, it's good, I can do it. Yeah, it may be good, but is it the best for your body? That's the key here. And, you know, it can be frustrating. I know for me personally, going through all that I'm doing, it's literally a full-time job. I kid you not. I've got logs. I'm keeping track of what I'm eating when. I'm always taking my glucose count to see where I'm at. Where do I spike? Why do I spike? What am I doing when I'm working out? When I just walk to get the mail? When I walk around the block, what is it doing to my body? How do I respond? I'm looking also at my resting heart rate, and also what am I doing when I'm just walking? What is my average walking heart rate? You know, do you know that about your body? A lot of us don't get so in tune to our body. We just kind of eat whatever, and then if we don't feel good, what do? We do the OTC, over-the-counter drugs. That's what we do. And we go Papa Tums. No, Tums is not a sponsor of this episode, nor do I want them to be. Seriously. I mean, I guess I could reach out, but no, I want you to eat what's right for your body. Yes, I want you to enjoy life, but, and it's a big one, I don't want you to have a big B-U-T-T, the double T, and the other but, B-U-T, is that I want you to feel good and be able to perform and have a quality of life that is long living through month after month after year after year after decade after decade. It's not about just saying, oh yeah, I'm going to live by the 80-20 rule. You can do that. But is that what's right for your body? And I want you to think about it, because we don't take time to have this conversation. We're just throwing dinner together because, well, we got to eat to survive. And so we sit there and it's like, oh, I don't have time to make anything, or I didn't pull anything out of the freezer. So now we're running through the drive-thru. Now, sometimes, once in a while, that works. But every other night, or two nights on, one night off, three nights on, one night off, is that really working for your body? As time goes on, what we put in our body wreaks havoc or goodness. And if you want to reach that miles of greatness, you got to find the goodness. So let's look here at this balance eating for your unique body. You've got the macronutrients and the micronutrients. The macronutrients are carbohydrates, they're fats, and they're proteins. Period. End of story. Those are the macro, the big mama jambas. Okay, that's what they are. So if someone says, oh, well, you know, and they're talking gym shop, which I love, I kind of think it's funny. If you go to the gym, oh, so how are your macronutrients going? Did you make them? Did you meet them? Okay, we're not going to get into that detail because it's so unique for each person. You would probably look at mine and say, you're kind of out there, never, never land. Yeah, I am. But that's my body. You've got to do what's right for your body. And you can do this by studying it. And it's going to be interesting. As I finish going through what I'm doing now currently, I'm looking forward to seeing the next steps and bringing you into that. I think a lot of us want to live that healthy, vibrant life, but we're caught up in just what we know, and it's what we don't know that we're missing the boat. And that's where I want to really wrap our health around it and allow us to gain that knowledge so that we can really live that incredible life that God has intended for all of us to live. So the macronutrients, you got it, carbs, fats, proteins. Your micronutrients are your vitamins, your minerals, and your other good compounds like amino acids and so many more. These are your little things. So think of macro as big, micro as little, and micro you don't really see. You know, you'll get your minerals from the soil. Well, do you see that when you eat your fruits and vegetables? No, you don't. You don't see it, but it's in there. Well, maybe not as well as it was decades ago or centuries ago, but there's still a little bit of something or other. Maybe it's a residue you don't want to eat, but that too is for another episode. So your macronutrients are big, your micros are small. You want to eat from both sides of the table. That's what gives you a balanced diet. And you do this by eating more real and less boxed. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Eat more real and less boxed. If God made it, you certainly should consider eating it. You want the food in its most natural form. You want to shop the perimeter of your grocery store. If you go into your house and the majority of it is boxed food, we have a problem. Now, if you were to come to my house, I'm being honest, you're going to find processed boxed food in my house. The thing is this, I do not eat it. Why? Because my body literally cannot take it. It cannot. It does horrible things. It's just not a good position. Now, I can choose to do that, and I get sick, I get tired, I have no energy, I gain weight. Like when I say I gain weight, I can gain 20 pounds. Yes, I have tested on myself, so don't send me notes and saying, oh, Christiane, this isn't right. Oh, no. I can gain 15 to 20 pounds in 2 weeks. I kid you not. It is ridiculous. But again, this is not your problem. This is my body. Notice how I didn't say it's my problem, right? It's my body. And I have to learn to work with what God has given me. So when you look at your body, you have to look at what is best for your body. If you're one who is on the go all the time, you exercise every single day, you do major strength training, you run marathons, you know what? You're probably going to have a much higher protein intake than most average woman out there. Period. End of story. You'll also probably be taking in more fats and carbohydrates. Why? Well, because your body physically needs it. But someone who is not as active as you, someone who is sitting around, maybe has a desk job, or thinks they're moving, but they're really not, they're not going to need as much protein and fats and carbohydrates. The intake is going to be different. So let me kind of give you a caution sign here, a warning. When we look at what the government, I'm going to say it that way, that says, and the FDA that says, this is a healthy lifestyle, understand that they are taking into account that you're doing 150 or more minutes of workout a week. You are maintaining a healthy lifestyle. Majority of what you're taking in is not crap, fully boxed food. Okay. However, they're not taking into your age, your hormones, your height, your weight. They're not taking into consideration any of that. So a guideline doesn't mean you have to follow it to the letter of the T. Just like here. That's why I cannot stress enough to you that you have got to do what's right for your body. One size does not fit all, period. It doesn't. Now, we do have bodies that kind of fall into the average, and there are a lot of those people out there. Then you have crazy ones like my body that is so far to one side, I think I'm in the 0.0001%. That's frustrating to me because I go and I want to learn more. And the problem is people look at me like I'm crazy. People who have education and degrees beyond my own knowledge. And they still look at me and say, but you're fine. All your tests show that you're fine. I'm here to tell you, you know your body best. You've got to do what's right for you. But the one general rule that goes for all of us, doesn't matter where you are on the spectrum, eat more real and less boxed. And when I say that if God made it, you certainly should consider eating it, because not all food is created equally. There are some things that are actually better choices for your body versus other, and they could still be the best thing. Let's say if you're looking at berries or an apple, one may be better for you than the other. Or depending upon the season or the time of the month, your hormone levels, what's going on, pregnant, not pregnant, there's so many things that go into it. One may fit your lifestyle, fit your energy level better than the other. So you really have to move with caution, understanding that these are really given to you for suggestion of conversation. I want you to process this more than, okay, yeah, I've heard this. There's a list. I should just go and do this. That's not living a healthy, vibrant lifestyle. It's not, because you can do more. And that's really what I want to challenge you. Do more. I would love to see you into your hundreds. That's where I'm aiming. That's where I'm going. But I can't get there if I am eating boxed crap food. I can't get there if I'm eating stuff that doesn't do good for my body. So how can we eat more real and less boxed? What does it look like to eat from both sides of the table? Number one, optimize intake of micronutrients. Micro, remember, is the small. These are your vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. Where do you get those from? Well, yes, supplements. You can get them from supplements. Now, can you get them from real foods? Yes, you can. However, I will say this. How many fruits and vegetables do you eat a day? How many servings do you eat a day? I'm almost for sure. How do you like that? Almost for sure. It's like that statement really doesn't exist, but I have to preface it with that because there's always that, you know, 0.01% that messes up everything. Most of us cannot intake the fruits and vegetables that we need on a daily basis to get the vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that we need. So supplements, I'm telling you right now, you should be taking a one a day. You should. Now, not one a day, the brand. Okay, not that. A multivitamin, we'll say it that way. Okay, you need a multivitamin because then that just covers all your bases. And you wanna know where those vitamins are coming from. Be sure you're getting a quality vitamin. Otherwise, you're literally throwing money down the drain. There are studies that have been done over decades, recent ones, old ones, new ones, that show literally vitamins in the drains because they were never absorbed. They were never broken down. So you've got to know what's in your vitamin. Is it the good stuff? Are there too many fillers? And they say there's just this stuff. Look at it, research it. If you want to know some suggestions personally, reach out to me and I'll be happy to give those to you. But this is a personal commitment to yourself, and you also have to look at your budget. Vitamins can be very expensive when you buy them. You can buy them individually, you can buy them, you know, combined, you can buy them in sets. There's lots of different ways to get them, and so you have to look and consider your budget. And also, I want to stress this. Because you're taking a one a day doesn't give you the right, notice how I said that, doesn't give you the right to eat junk food. It doesn't. Because those vitamins and minerals that you're taking orally, that's not going to compensate for the bad decisions that you're making with the junk food, the processed food, the stuff that your body does not recognize. When we have chemically derived food that we're eating out of a box, our bodies do not recognize it. And when we're doing it, we are changing the inside of our bodies chemically. And that's something that does affect generations to come. Now, we could be here forever on that statement alone, but we can't get into all of that because you've got a life to live. And I want to make sure you get to that today because you're on your way to miles of greatness, right? Every step that you take is a step closer to your miles of greatness. So optimize your intake of micronutrients. You've got to take them in. And most of us cannot get them from our foods. Number one, our foods are depleted of it. Number two, we just can't eat that much. Even if you were to have 3 or 4 smoothies a day. And are they real good ones? Or are they ones that you're adding in a lot of sweet stuff that you really shouldn't be taking in also? So another thing to be aware of. So supplementing it is a positive way to get those micronutrients in. Number two, eat foods rich in phytonutrients. These are the carotenoids, the flavonoids, the polyphenols, the lignans, and the fiber. You get these phytonutrients from fruit, vegetables, herbs, and spices. Let me tell you, herbs and spices are the way to go. Play with them. You can't go wrong. Buy organic if you can afford it. Herbs and spices go a long way. Go and buy the real ones. Go buy a mint plant and have fun with it. Make your own tea. Do a cucumber and mint tea. It's so refreshing in the summertime having mint and cucumber water. I said tea. You can make it tea too. But I mean, oh my goodness, it's just delightful. So really look at that as options. Now also, if you want to knock it out of the park, which I know you do, eat to the darker versus the brighter side of your colors. Now what I mean by this is the darker is power packed and the brighter is typically sweeter. So look at your fruits. Look at berries. Berries are what? Are they real bright? They aren't. They're the darker pink. They're the darker blues, the blacks, right? Those berries, they're dark. You go to a apple or a grape, they're brighter in color. So you want to have that power pack punch. Go to the darker side. Look at your vegetables. If you do brighter colors versus darker colors, go to your darker greens, your darker reds, your darker orange. Not so much the bright, 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 because they're getting sweeter and they're moving away from the balance. Now, you can have both, okay? Again, mix it up. You want to eat from both sides of the table, right? The micro and the macro. Same goes for your darker and your brighter. You want to have that colorful plate. And you want it to be all different colors when you eat. But honestly, most of us don't. In fact, sometimes in our family, we joke and we're like, oh my goodness, we're eating food that's all the same color. That's kind of disgusting when you think about it. Seriously. When you have all kind of this weird yellow plate happening, and I'm not talking a bright yellow. No. I'm talking about, well, that too is for another episode. But a yellow that looks more like, like you really don't want to eat it. And that's what every single food looks like. It's a little strange. Start asking yourself questions there. So optimize intake of your micronutrients. Eat foods rich in phytonutrients. Number three, shop local and in season. I cannot stress this enough. Think farmers markets and co-ops. Here is where you get higher quality of food that hasn't traveled for miles, which means your body receives better nutrients overall. We are so in tune to just going to the grocery store and grabbing what we want. When you force yourself, and I say force yourself because you're creating a new habit, when you're forcing yourself to shop at a farmer's market, going to a butcher, finding a local farmer that has eggs so you can have fresh eggs, fresh goat's milk, whatever you need for you specifically, right? Now, we can extend it to the family, but right now I'm talking about you. Yes, I know you shop for the family, but I want you to look at you and then you can add on all your wonderful, beautiful tag-alongs called your family. But you want to shop local. And when you shop in season, that means you're getting the best. Now, if you can't do either of those and you're like, but I like to have my berries. Well, berries are not in season year-round unless you live in the South. And even then, sometimes they're not in season all the time, okay? They do come and go. Well, what you want to do is buy them frozen and read the package on how they are frozen. See if they've added any sugar. You don't want any additives. You don't want any sugar whatsoever in your frozen foods. So those are ways that you can eat more real and less boxed. You're going to get in your micronutrients. You're probably already getting in your macronutrients. It's a lot easier, especially if you're eating out of a box. Okay, and I know it's okay, splurge once in a while, but are you doing it every day? Think about what you're putting in your body every single day. Mac and cheese can only do so much, I'm just saying. It is what it is. When you look overall at our food now is nutrient challenged. It has a hard time. There are deficiencies in everything we eat, especially processed foods. If you are ordering most of your foods online, how nutrient dense do you think your food is? I mean, seriously. And when you're eating box foods, we begin to walk around like zombies, nutritionally deprived and sluggish in energy. Is that really how you want to live your life? And you wonder why your memory's off? You don't have much of one? You can't remember details? Things are a little foggy. What are you feeding your brain? There's a gut-brain connection. And if you're not giving your body what it needs, let me tell you, your brain's going to be messed up too. It all works together. Now, what's incredible is that we do have a miraculous body. And if you give it what it needs, it can perform like you want it to and beyond. So move to real food. So my challenge for you over the next few days is, what is one healthy micronutrient dense food you can add to your diet? And diet, what I mean by that, is your nourishment of food. What can you add? Like leafy greens, dark leafy greens. Maybe it's fresh fruit like watermelon. We did an episode a couple weeks ago, episode 2714. Go check it out. It's a great one. We even had a recipe in there for with watermelon. Delicious. And then what about more berries? These are just a few things that you can add in that's going to elevate your micronutrients. And that's really what we need to do. We are living right now in a society of we feel like we're depleted because we're so stressed. Your body can't get over stress if it doesn't get what it needs. And when you're putting in the CRAP, and I know I've done it before, I'm not doing it now, 100%. You could ask my family, I am spot on what I'm needing to do for my body. If we go out for pizza, guess who does not eat pizza? I can't. I love, absolutely love pizza. I don't care what kind it is, I love pizza. Doesn't matter who makes it, I love pizza. But my body hates pizza. It doesn't know what to do. It freaks out. And unfortunately, my body is like that for a lot of foods. So I've been real good. I am more than doing this. And I would encourage you to do the same thing. Now, I know it's summertime and we can get off a little, you know, bit on what we're doing and our, you know, routines because the kids are home and, you know, maybe you're home too and your work schedule is different, or maybe you're trying to get back into a routine because you're back into work. Wherever it is for you, I want you to do first what's best for you health-wise. If that means the kids are starving, guess what? You want to run through the drive-thru for them? Great. Do it for them. But do yourself one better. Go home and fix something for you. And that's why for me, I always have like a head of lettuce, something leafy and green in there. I have boiled eggs. If not, you can boil eggs so fast. You can whip up a salad in a heartbeat. And it doesn't take long. And I know you've had a long day. I have very long days too. Early mornings, very late nights, usually into the morning. Unfortunately, I am working on that though, by the way. Sleep is important, right? If you're stressed out, you just gotta sleep to reduce the stress. But if you're not sleeping, you're inducing the stress. So you just got a mess. And we have to take all of this to live the healthy lifestyle that God really desires for us to live. And it all works synergistically. But we have to be willing to put in the work to make it work. So are you willing to train for life? Go out. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.